Welcome to the Business Networking Influencers Podcast, where connections become opportunities and relationships shape success. Prepare to be inspired, informed, and empowered by the brightest minds in business networking. And now, your host, Tim Nifton.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Business Networking Influencers, sponsored by RSVP Las Vegas. I'm Tim Nifton, your host, and thrilled to have you here with us today as we continue our journey through the vibrant world of Las Vegas business connectors. Before we dive into today's conversation, I want to extend a warm welcome to our featured guests. Joining us today is Art Sines with 412 Creative. We're honored to have him on the show today so he can share his experiences, insights, and wisdom he's gained over his remarkable journey to success, which he's going to be sharing with us today about success. So this is perfect. So without much further ado, let's get right into it. Art, welcome to Business Networking Influencers. We're delighted to have you here today. How are you doing?
I'm good, Tim. How's it going? It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's great to connect again and see you again. So fantastic. We'll jump right in and hear a little bit about your journey and incredible work you're doing here in Las Vegas. So I always like to start the podcast with a little bit more information about who you are, what you do, and why people should be interested in 412 Creative.
Awesome. So 412 Creative is a strategic development and content creation company. It's basically all of the resources of a marketing agency without the competition is what I like to say. And I have been doing this for about 15 to 20 years. I started in the entertainment industry. I've done everything from carry the wires and plug in the cameras to standing in front of the camera and making the music in the studio. I have an entertainment background. I got an album with a Grammy Award winner by the name of Skip Martin.
Wow.
We made music back in like 2009-ish, and we still currently make music today. I just not my main focus, taking care of my clients and offering quality services, helping the communities that I work in is really the big things for me right now.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So before we started the podcast, you were mentioning you have a new venture called Success. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Successes is a business community built out of, I believe we're at like 235 businesses, I think, right now. We have 7 branded events. We do everything from financial awareness events to, we just recently did a Women's History Month called Her Story event, where we honored a bunch of women within the community and let them tell their stories to each other. It was really good. About 60, 70 people came out in attendance. We do everything from ribbon cutting ceremonies for brand new brick and mortar businesses to virtual events as well. What we tend to offer is financial, credit specialist, tax specialist, marketing, both traditional and digital, social media management, web developers, just specialists in all of those fields. And we offer them to our business community, real tangible resources. We work with nonprofits. And so we're able to make partnerships for tax write-offs all the way down to sponsoring events and helping the community. We have government programs, politicians in our community as well. So they're always bringing us things. The city of Las Vegas, or the valley, I should say, is very vast in the different communities. So I found a lot of community builders, and mm-hmm. I kind of just like gave them the options for these resources, and then they brought them to their communities. And now we have leaders within the health and wellness community, the medical, real estate. We have I believe we're in like at least a good 22 different industries, about 30 different verticals. So we have something for everybody in this, and we're into creating power teams where we can get 2 business owners that can really benefit with working with each other because they have the market that they're in, and we get them to, you know, create a synergy there. So that's kind of us in a nutshell. Successes.
That's great. That's great. What inspired you to start 412 Creative and Successes?
So 412 Creative is based off of my birthday. I was born on 412. It made it real simple.
It's coming up.
With the creation. right around the corner. So doing that allowed me to work for myself and develop products. I've worked for multinational marketing agencies. I've worked for small boutique businesses. So this is me branching out onto my own. We identified for these larger corporations that I can get somebody to pay us maybe $2,500 a month. Mm-hmm. But getting that $15,000 a month retainer was just a little out of my reach in experience and some of the business owners that I work with out here. And when we identified that, the agency that I work with, we created a new partnership where I can still bring I can bring clients to them. I can help businesses grow to there, though, by starting my own boutique agency and getting them off the ground, whether they're just starting, trying to get to a brick and mortar, or they just opened their brick and mortar and trying to reach a new audience. Doing the content creation allows me to offer the deliverables that all of these businesses need for their marketing. Because sometimes they might not need the agency's resources to broadcast a message, but they do need the content creation for that. So I help them strategize what's the best options for them, and then we can go from there. With successes, it kind of allows me to have now, instead of a pipeline or single businesses I'm looking for, I have a pipeline of businesses, and we're able to, you know, utilize each other to, you know, 10x our business.
Nice. You were mentioning how unique and vibrant Las Vegas Valley is. How has being based in the entertainment capital of the world influenced your business strategies and decisions here?
Well, I can start in the morning and take on a political campaign and work for, we just did a CCSN voter meet and greet, basically. And, you know, I was there for 4 hours, and I left there, went to the gym and filmed some professional fighters sparring footage, private footage that nobody will ever see. Go from there, come home, start designing a video or a flyer for a nonprofit, a logo for a real estate agent. All of these different industries, they all have certain things in common with the way the market is in Las Vegas, the way things are supposed to look, smell, hell, even taste. It's one of those things, a je ne sais quoi, if you will. And for that, like, our own flavor, being part of that, like watching the city grow, being here since I was 16 years old, becoming an adult out here, becoming an artist out here, a business owner out here. I've gotten to meet so many different people that understanding the pulse, I guess, of the different communities out here, and even recognizing that there is multiple communities. I mean, most people don't even know their neighbors, right? how many people live in these ticky-tacky houses, you know, on the block, and they don't know nobody up the street, whereas like somewhere like Oakland, somewhere in Montana, the people has been living there for 100 years, you know, like 50, yeah. 80 years easy, 4 generations, 3 generations. And it's like, we don't have that here in abundance. So it's like, you kind of have to identify who are the communities, what communities exist, and then find the people within those communities that have synergy for your personal business. Because they're out here.
Yeah, you keep mentioning there's a lot of diverse communities in Las Vegas. Can you share some insights in how you're connecting with them?
Yeah, so I am the media director for Robert Taylor Twix. He's running for city councilman, Ward 2 of North Las Vegas. Between that community alone in North Las Vegas itself, it's its own ecosystem that's separate from Las Vegas, just like Henderson is and Summerlin. And for these ecosystems, you can almost at this point live in these neighborhoods and never have to leave. So depending on what your ecosystem is, it'll have those type of resources for you. So if you're going to school, for instance, there's the CCSN campuses to UNLV. Now around there, all of the businesses and everything are contributing to the life of the people that are in that area. So between the different areas of the city and then not just like the politics of how they're managed, but also the communities that are living in them. Some are older than others. So there's a little bit more community infrastructure there where, like, you know, the parks, the political figures are from those neighborhoods. The schools do community programs where they have, you know, after school programs. The nonprofits are more engaged in those communities and stuff. And there are communities like North Las Vegas to the east side of Las Vegas, like off of Desert Inn and Eastern, all the way up to like Nellis and those areas. Like a lot of those, they're really tough neighborhoods, but the people that live within the community have now built out, my generation has now built out successful businesses, brick and mortars, organizations, and we give back to those communities. And there's a lot of people, I like to call them community builders, because there's a lot of people out here that are really trying to do that because they're from these neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And we didn't just move, sell our house in California for, you know, $1.5 million and then buy a $500,000 house. And now we're sitting on bucks just living lavish. No, we went to the high school here. We figured it out, whether it was, you know, nightlife industries or it was you know, working automotive services or something like that. And now we built ourselves to having our own businesses where we're getting our own brick and mortars. We're 10 to 15 years into a career of certain corporations. And with that knowledge, we're not keeping it to ourselves. We're giving it back. We're through these community programs, through these community businesses. That's one of those things that separates successes is we're not just one community. We're multiple communities because my community is built off of community builders. So I find leaders within other communities, whether you have 15 people, 25 people, you're into this type of music, you're into this type of thing. We just acquired recently, what's it called? So really big right now is the women's football, flag football. And the NFL is getting behind it. So all of these high school girls are training at a very high level. And so now there's a whole infrastructure of industry that's being built off of that. Coaches, DJs, vendors, brands and lifestyle stuff that are all going to now, videographers and production. Now that there's a whole ecosystem for this and there's proper funding for this because they want to see these young ladies do really well. So it's like now that spawns a whole new industry. So if you're in one of those things, like you do vend, like you do production or whatever, now you can look into a new vertical that has been untapped. So wow. Like, and these communities are built for that. Like, you know, they're hiring within. One of the girls that was on the team, the coach hires the father to DJ the events. Another girl on the team, the father has a food cart. Now he's vending at the event, you know, just stuff like that. And just understanding these infrastructures, like even the voting situations out here in our community, we're so disenfranchised from the political parties and everything that we don't think our vote counts, where most people are focused on national elections. If you don't even pay attention to who your state assembly is, who's running the district in your school, or who's the head of the school district, who's your city councilman for your district, like all of these things, if you're not paying attention to these things, you're not ever going to really make any real change.
Right.
But once you start understanding those people and then those people who they're attached to, then along the lines, your vote's starting to make change. But until you care about your little island that you live on, it's really not going to, you're not going to really see all of these things. You're just going to be inside your house. You're going to go to your work, casino job, or wherever you are. And you're just going to come home. Your kids are going to go to school. You're going to complain about these things, but not really take no actionable causes, because the efforts of being part of a community does take more, because most people aren't from here. So they don't even know where to start.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let alone, finding a community for, you know, women's flag football. You know, I'm sure most of the Valley hasn't heard about it yet, but it exists and it's flourishing. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So I'm sure networking's been a crucial part of your business growth. Can you share some tips on building meaningful connections within the Las Vegas business
community? BNI.
I love it. Yeah.
Not a paid sponsorship, not a paid ad, but I do highly recommend it. And be engaging in it. Don't be scared. Don't just go there thinking, okay, I paid my fee. Now everybody's going to give me business. No, you have to do your one-to-ones. You have to take the effort to build within people in different chapters as well as your own chapter. Understand the theory of power teams if you're truly trying to make a profit. All of those things in BNI and do your CEUs.
Yeah.
Cool. You know, because you'll learn. You get game from that and you're able to apply them into your daily business and your daily life. And once you start doing that, you'll see results. The first thing is BNI. The second thing is get out of your shell. If you walk into a place and you feel comfortable, the first thing you do is go to the people you know. You're doing it wrong. Get uncomfortable. Go to the people you don't know. Introduce yourself confidently, knowing what you like, knowing what you need, knowing what you offer.
Yeah.
And you'll get your conversions.
That's amazing advice. I love it. Being a successful business owner, I know you have a vision for 412 Creative and successes. So what are your current goals and aspirations for these endeavors?
Continue to grow the successes brand, of course. That is my first and foremost outside of the campaigning right now for another 3-4 months or so it is. After that, it's just really the long-term goals for successes. I see that it's going to become a political action group. I see it's going to be a nonprofit. It has for-profit businesses already. We're building out a sales team. We have production events consistently. We have a production team for videography, photography, any production services needs. We have all of these resources, plus the business owners that are already incorporated into us, that are part of the board, our chairman, to all the way down to just our volunteers. Like every single business owner has a resource that we're using. We just dubbed one of our voiceover people as the voice of successes. Now she's out there being able to market. Her stuff is being marketed for her. And we already have lanes for her to capitalize on, like putting her with connections for politicians because they need the voiceover videos, like little things like that. Like if you we can identify a use for you, come on board. I have the same within the community. My plate is already so full. So I don't mind if somebody comes and eats off of this plate. The plate is big enough for all of us. And at this point, if you were to make a connection and I didn't hear from you ever again, and you made millions of dollars off of that connection, successes wouldn't care no different. It wouldn't affect us no more. Until you pour into the community, that's when we'll expect something. When you make a commitment to us. But outside of that, like, we're here for you. You know, we have tons of resources, and the resources just keep growing. As far as 412 Creative, the clients are just going to get more important, bigger. Budgets are getting larger as we speak. You know, I still work at a program for small businesses. I still work at a program for nonprofits and micro schools and stuff like that to be able to get top quality content for write-off fees and small pay for labor and stuff of that nature. But targeting larger campaigns, larger clients, whether it's in the fight world, whether it's in any sport industry or any corporate industry, we have people that can service these things within our not just community within my company. So,
yeah. Wonderful. So finally, reflecting on your journey, what's one piece of advice that you would give to somebody in business here in Las Vegas?
Your reputation is worth more than your wealth.
Yeah.
Your connections, who you are as a person, is a stronger attachment than any small monetization. And they will lead to greater monetizations as you build more connections.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much, Art, for being on Business Networking Influencers Podcast. Can you share with the listeners how to get connected with you or successes or 412 Creative real quick?
Yep. You can follow me on Instagram at You Love Art. That's YOULOVEART. You can look up the website, IAMARTSANZ.com. That's IAMArtSigns.com. And from there, all of the successes stuff is all easy access.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being on Business Networking Influencers. Log in next week to hear our next episode. And that's all for today. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Have a good one, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Business Networking Influencers podcast. We hope you gained valuable insights and strategies to elevate your business and networking game. Don't forget to subscribe for more episodes filled with expert advice and inspiration. Until next time, keep connecting, keep growing, and keep influencing.